Okay, so there's the minig is that on Shavuos we read Megillah Esrus, and on a very simple level, we know that the reason why we read Megillah Esrus on Shavuos is because Shavuos is the yahrzeit of David HaMelech. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah also tells us that so we assume that it was also the day that David HaMelech was born. And there's some connection, because it's David HaMelech's yahrzeit, so we read Rosh, which is the Sefer Yichus of David HaMelech. It seems very coincidental, at best. David HaMelech's yahrzeit, Shavuos, whatever, no connection to Shavuos, be'etzem. It's just seemingly a connection to the fact that it's David HaMelech's yahrzeit. So we want to know, is there some greater connection between Megillah Esrus and Shavuos in particular? And perhaps, why we discuss the Sefer Yichus of David HaMelech on Shavuos? So let's start with the following. We know that Elimelech was a shofet. We're in the times of the shoftim, which is in between Yehoshua and before the Malachim, obviously before David HaMelech, because Rus's great-grandson is David HaMelech. So we're in between the times of the shoftim. We're in the times of the shoftim, and Elimelech was one of the shoftim. He was married to Naomi, who was a tzaddikus. And there was a famine in the land, right? This is the first Rav Ba'aretz after they came to Eretz Yisrael. And the famine in the land, and the Gemara, and the Medrash tells us that the reason that Elimelech decides to leave Eretz Yisrael is because they were being a shtickel stingy. In other words, because there was a lack of food, so Elimelech, who was extremely wealthy, was concerned that everyone was going to come and ask him for money. And, you know, now the common practice in America is to make sure you just leave an envelope by the front door so the mishloach doesn't bother you. So to some degree, whatever it was, Elimelech was nervous about giving out too much money. And so they ran away and they went into Golis. And they went to the Arvus Moav, they went across the Jordan River, and they went to Moav. And we know that Elimelech brought with him Machlon Vechilion and his two sons. And it's a shtickle pella why Elimelech ran away, what the purpose of it was. And it was called the chait that he did. So while Elimelech is in Arvus Moav, so Machlon Vechilion find two wonderful ladies, Rus and Orpah, and they want to get married to Rus and Orpah. There's just one problem. Rus and Orpah were Moabite princesses. Now, the money wasn't an issue at this point, because Machlon Vechilion came from Elimelech, and Elimelech was extremely wealthy. So there wasn't a downgrade in social status. But Machlon Vechilion, the Zohar Chodesh says, were tzaddikim gemurim. So how is it shaykh that Machlon Vechilion can marry Goyim? How is it shaykh that Machlon Vechilion can marry Goyim? Now Rashi Taka says that they married Goyim. Rashi Taka says that Machlon Vechilion married Rus and Orpah before they were Megayer. They were Goyim Gemurim. But if you learn that way, there's a big kasha. Later in the Megillah, we know that there was some concept of Yibum going on, which means that Rus went through Geirus later. And if Rus went through Geirus later, so then there would have been no connection between Rus's marriage, which didn't really exist, to Machlon, and anything that happened afterwards. There would be no concept of Yibum Bechlal. So based on this and many other kashas, the Ibn Ezra learns, which is the same halach as the Zohar Chodesh, is that really Machlon Vechilion were Megayer. They brought Rus and Orpah through the Geirus process. Who was the Beis Din as a Kasha? How did it work with the Kasha? But But they had some form of geirus. Now, if you assume, like the Ibn Ezra, if you assume like the Zohar Chadash, that they were Megayer, right, and they were Geirim, so now you have a Kasha, Mamash, a Kusha Atsuma Anami. What happens? Machlan and Chilion die. Nami says, I don't have any more children for you. So she decides she's going to sneak out in the middle of the night. She sneaks away. Rus and Arpa notice what's going on. They come running after her. Just want to go for a little walk. No, like, no, we'll come, we'll escort you. You're our mother-in-law. You lost your wife, your husband. You lost your children. You lost all your money. Moms, you have nothing left. We'll help you out a little bit. You need a breath of fresh air. We'll go on a walk with you. And Naomi leads them out of the city. And she tells him, go back, go back, go back. What are you doing? You don't have to come with me. Go back, go back, go back. I'm actually running away. My goal was to get back to my people. I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael. I ran away when it was a bad time. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do, if they're going to take me back or not. But at the end of the day, I have to go back to my people. And she pushes them and pushes them to go back to Moab, to go back to Eglon, to go back to their family, go back to their nation. Now, if they already were Geirim, so Naomi Atzadekis is amazes umediach. That means Naomi is pushing them off the derech, lagamre. They're full-fledged Jews. And what is she telling them? No, go back to Moab. We don't want you anymore. I don't understand. They're Jews. They converted already. If they already converted, how in the world could Naomi push them back to go back to be an Arvas Moav? What in the world is happening here? Now there's an amazing, amazing teretz to this kasha given by the Bach in his Perush and Rus. And later, he doesn't quote it, but the Tzafnas Panech, the Gorbachever, says a similar mahalach. And you also found it when no one quotes each other, but you also see a similar, very, very similar mahalach by Reb Chaim Brisker. A ger that comes to be Megayer, comes to Beis Din, and he says, the reason I want to be Megayer is I want to get married. I found a beautiful, lovely Jewish lady. She's excellent in everything, and I want to get married. And she's only willing to marry me if I'm Megayer. So what does the Beis Din do? Ain't Megabim, we don't accept the gers. We don't accept the person for conversion. We push him away, we're not willing to convert him. If it's only the Shem Yishus, we don't accept it. However, if for whatever reason this Ger somehow convinced the Beis Din to convert him, and he went through the Ger's process, L'Shem Yishus, for the purposes of getting married, so, the halacha is, Shteitin Shulchan Aruch, b'di'evet he's a full Ger, Gerim him. B'di'evet he's a Ger, you're not allowed to be Makabel L'chatchilo, but halacha l'maisa b'di'evet, if a person converts with the Shem Yishus, he's a full Ger. Azoy Shteitin Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Zohar Chodesh says that the reason that Orpah and Rus were Megayer is because they wanted to get married to Machlin V'Chilion, so it was the Shem Yishus, and they had Amas Baalei, and they were scared that if they didn't convert, who knows what's going to be. So they're getting married, the Shem Yishus. And they're getting married because Amos Baalei. So, l'chatchila, l'chol l'maisa, we would not have taken them. But if they converted, then taka mekablin him. Gerim him, I'm sorry. Gerim him. Comes along the Bach, and he tells us, not so quick. Comes along the Bach in his Perush and Megillas Rus, and he says there's tzvei dinim in a geir's l'shem ishus. A person who's willing to convert l'shem ishus, there's two types of geir l'shem ishus. And with this Bach, that we'll explain in a second, This is Mamish and Mari Dikki Yisoid. Might be one of the most important reasons that we meet, read Megillas Rus on Shavuos. So the Bach says there's two types of people that are converted to Shem Yishus. There's somebody whose entire conversion is for the purpose of marriage. She found a beautiful husband, a wonderful Jew. Nothing could be better. She wants to become a Jew, but not because she has any concept or any connection or any idea of what MS is, any idea of what Yiddishkeit's all about. Her entire concept is, I want to get married. And you know what? If he dies, if he divorces me, I'm going back to where I came from. She has no interest in Yiddishkeit bichlal. There's nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. She doesn't care about Yiddishkeit. The only thing she cares about is this man. On the other hand, there's a woman who comes to Beis Din and she says, I want to convert to get married. I found an awesome, amazing guy, and I want to convert. Says Beis Din, well, do you know anything about Judaism? I believe in the Yud Gimel Ikar Emunah, but that wouldn't have made me convert. I believe there's a God, and I believe that this is the chosen people, and Moshe Rabbeinu's MS, and Vitali Hosei MS, and there's Nevuah, and I believe in all of it. But I wouldn't have converted. I would have been happy to be one of the Shiva, I would have been one of the Shiva Mumois, be Mekayim and Shevin Mismanei Noyach. That would have been ganz fine for me, no problem. But I found her. Look at this guy. Could he want anything more? He's amazing. He's the best. That person is getting converted. L'shem Yishus. The whole reason for the conversion is L'shem Yishus. However, because of the Yishus, they recognized, realized, and internalized that there's MS in Yiddishkeit. Says the Bach. When the Shulchan Aruch says a person converts to shame Yishus, halacha l'maisa l'chadchila, we're not going to accept them. But if they taka convert gerim heim, says the Bach, that's only if there's really a kabbalas mitzvahs. Why were they mekabel mitzvahs? Because they wanted to get married. But there has to be a real kabbalas mitzvahs. And if there never was a kabbalas mitzvahs, then even b'diavad we're not mekabel them. We test them. What do you mean?
What?
We test them.
But then they're only getting married to get married or for...
No, they're converting because they want to get married. We know that. But do they have a real Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Says the Tzapnas Panech and the Bach, Meiridik. What happens in the Megillas Rus? Machlin v'chilyon marry Rus v'arpa. Rus v'arpa converted, says the Zohar. Avada they converted. Ain't a malat abed, tzadikim gemur, how can they not convert? But now their husbands die. Now their husbands die. And their conversion was just shame issues. So Naomi, when they're coming out with Naomi on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, Naomi tests them. Was it really a Kabbalah's mitzvah or not? Now there's no more husband there. Were you Makabah mitzvah or not? She pushes them, she forces them. Let's see, was it real or was it not? So Arpa turns around. She's the Hoylech Oyrev. She turns around, goes back. Says the Tzavnas Panech, Megillah Emilsa L'mafreya. Now we see that there really never was a Kabbalah's mitzvah. There never was a good Geiris. Arpa was always a Goy Gomor. But Rus, Vidovka Bo, Rus goes along with Naomi. And because Rus goes along with Naomi, we see that even though it was a Geirus L'Shem Yishus, even though it was a Geirus L'Shem Yishus, at the end of the day, she really was Mekabel Mitzvahs. She had a true Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. In Rus Rabbah, the The Medrash darshins the Shemois of Rus and Arpa. One second. Rus, Arpa, is Miloshin Hoylech Oyref. Oyref means to turn around, to show your back. Arpa was the one who went back to Moav. She turned her back. And what happened on the way? A lot of very bad, nasty things. Right? She turned her back. Right? In the Medrash, and the Gemara tells us she was boiled 200 men and an animal on the way. She was nanas, perhaps. Barus! And from her children was Goliath. Barus, the Lashon of the Medrash is Rosa Bidivrei Chamoisa Naomi. She didn't see Rus is Miloshon Rosa, says the Medrash. She saw, but what's the Lashon? Bidivrei Chamoisa. In the words of Naomi. Doesn't see she saw what was going on. She saw that Naomi was leaving, going to Eretz Yisrael. She saw the words of Naomi. Says the Tzapnas Paneich, that's the Divrei Chamoisa. What Dvarim are we talking about? The Divrei Torah of Naomi. The belief in a God, the belief in Yadus. That's Bidivrei Chamoisa. Rus Rosa. She saw Bidivrei Chamoisa, and therefore we recognize that Gilui Milsa Mafreya, her Geirus was a good Geirus. She was Taka, a Jew at this point. So it was a test. And from that test, we learn all the Hilchos Geirus. Yes, Mordechai. In Bo Metzia Daf Samech Lamed Beis, the Gemara tells us that Machlin Vechilion were just kinuyim, were nicknames. What were their real names? Yoash and Saraf. Yoash and Saraf. Oh, who's who? So Machlin was Yoash, and Kilion was Saraf. What's the pshat? Kilyoin, the reason that Saraf was called Kilyoin, Kilyoin is Moshen Kliya. It's destruction. There's nothing left after it. In other words, Kilyoin's married a real Goy, and his entire lineage was destroyed. There was nothing to continue. Kilyoin was, it was over. Machloin was Yoya, and Saraf also. Saraf is burnt up. There's nothing that remains. Machaloin, on the other hand, was Yoash. What's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Machaloin is Miloshen Machalo. It was a sickness. A person can be sick, but could get better. Machaloin left Eretz Yisrael. He did the wrong thing. He married a gay or rest the shame issues. Shouldn't have done that. But at the end of the day, a machla has a tikkun. Machlein has a tikkun. What's the tikkun? If you test and Rus Taka did tshuva, not Taka did Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so Taka, there was a tikkun for the machal. Yoash is, he gave up hope, Miloshin Yeush. But you could always get that hope back. Nothing forced them to give up the hope. Rabbi Tzal Radinsky points out, Rosh Hashiva or Ruvain Amonsi. Rabbi Tzal Radinsky points out that this is one of the greatest yisoides as to why we learn, why we read through Megillas Rus on Shavuos. Shavuos, we're coming kigerim to be makabel the Torah. We're coming kigerim to be makabel the Torah. And you know it's good for us to be Makabel the Torah. Kofalim Haki Gigas. If you don't be Makabel the Torah, Nigmar Sipur, it's over. The world should never have been created in the first place. It will be Chazal Tov. But is it a real Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Is it a real Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Is it only a Kabbalah's mitzvahs because it's convenient, it's good for me now? But when it's not good for me anymore, I don't want it. The reason we see from Rus that she was Makabel mitzvah, she went through a geirus even when she lost Machloi. Even when it was difficult for her, she remained with it. She stayed with her mother-in-law. And we hope to take that lesson on Shavuos. We hope to learn the lesson of Rus, learn the lesson of the geirus, and continue on that mahalach of the Makabel mitzvah, just like Rus that even if we have a machala, even if there's a problem right now, even if we gave up hope at the end of the day, there's a tikkun, at the end of the day we can get back on board, we can reconnect and rededicate. The Reb Chaim Brisker was asked a meiritik akasha. It's so poshut that you wonder why it had to wait to Reb Chaim to ask. Mamisha, anyone who thinks for 10 seconds should ask the kasha also. By Hilchas Geiris, a ger has to be mekabel mitzvahs. So what's the halacha? We teach him kalos v'chamuros. We teach him a couple mitzvahs. And he's mekabel mitzvahs. Frek Reb Chaim, if he doesn't know the mitzvahs, how is he mekabel the mitzvahs? We spent the whole year learning Baba Kama, and we barely scratched the surface. We didn't even finish. Right? You could spend 5 years learning Hilchas Shabbos, and maybe by the end of the fifth year, you'll get through the Simanim. Maybe. And this Geir learns, if he, you know, big Geir's, long Geir's process, 3 years, 5 years. He didn't know anything before, and all of a sudden, he's got all the mixes in the Torah. And what happens if you speak? He seems speaking Lashon Hara 2 days later. Does that mean, oh, come to Chayes? We see from here he wasn't a Kabbal mitzvah. It must be his false gears. Says Reb Chaim Avadinat. What does it mean to be a Kabbal mitzvah? What does it mean to have a Kabbalist mitzvah? Says Reb Chaim, it means I'm taking a chrys. I'm taking responsibility. I realize that my actions matter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do certain things and he doesn't want me to do other things. And my actions make a difference. So we teach him Kalos V'chamuros. We only have to teach him a little bit for him to realize that. He doesn't have to know all 613. But if he recognizes that his actions matter, so when you teach him a new mitzvah, he's going to do his best to keep it. And he might make a mistake. But if he makes a mistake, it's not that it's a chisor, and it's not a felt, it's not lacking in his Kabbalah. He had a full Kabbalah, but he made a mistake. We all do that. That goof was the son of Rus. Did Rus know all the mitzvahs when she married Machlin? I don't know. But she recognized that there was an achrayas, my actions make a difference. My life matters. And accordingly, when Naomi pushed her away and said, go back to your nation, go back to your family, go back to your house, it's much better for you. V'dovka bo, she remained with Naomi because my life makes a difference now. I'm not only here to marry Machloin, but I converted to be a Jew. I converted, I took on, I was Mekabel Achrayas. And if the Mekabel Achrayas means that this is the Mahalach, this is what we have to do, this is where we have to go, so that's where I'm going to go. So says of Bitzalo, that's Gufa why, one of the main reasons that we read Rus on Shavuos. Internally connected to the Arkabalos HaTorah and Shavuos. Intrinsic. There's another aspect to it. Another part of the discussion, which I think is also very important to realize. There's a medrash. There's a medrash that says, if you look through Rus, there are no mitzvahs. There are no mitzvahs. Ben kalos lechamuros. There's nothing there. No heter ve'eser. We learn our hilchos geiris. We learn our hilchos geiris from Naomi. We learn out some hilchos yibum a little bit, but nothing. No real mitzvahs that are found in the Megillah. So asks the Medrash, so what's the purpose of the Megillah being written? Why do we have such a Megillah? What are we learning from the Megillah? And says the Medrash to teach us schar for goyim lechasodim. To teach us a schar for those that do chesed. Which is the schar for Rus and Boyaz, for the chesed that they both did, gom leilach is plural. It's not only Rus, but it's also Boaz. The schar that Rus and Boaz did, which was what? Which was Dovra Melech. Malchus came from Gmilas Chasodim. And perhaps it's important to understand what exactly was the chesed, some of the chesed, we're not going to get through all of it, but what was some of the chesed of Rus on the one hand, and why does Gemilus Chasodim lead to a reward of Malchus? Seems like a very strange connection. Right? Why doesn't Talmud Torah lead to Malchus? Why doesn't Tefillin lead to Malchus? Why Gemilus Chasodim, why is that intrinsically connected with Malchus? So the Pasuk in the Megillah, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yod, Vayomer Berucha At LaHashem Biti Heitavt Chasdeich HaAcharon Min HaRishon Levirti Leches Achareh HaBachurim Imdal V'Imoshir. So Boaz says to Rus, your last chesed is greater than your first chesed. Your later chesed is better than the first one. In the Targum explains to us that there are Poshup Shad in the Pasuk. There are two chasodim that Rus did. What are the two chasodim that Rus did? Kadmo did gayart, first that you converted. You worked like a wife to me, denotrali yavam, khalil adzman diyirbe, waited to do yibum. You acted like a woman that was waiting to do shemeres yavam. So the first chesed that Rus did was that she converted, and the second was that she acted like a shemeres yavam, that she had to do the mitzvah of yibum that really she didn't have to do. So what's this chesed of Gabrus? What's this big chesed that she converted? So we explained until now the Gevaldik Gemaylo that she actually did convert. But why is that a chesed? What's the chesed of the Gevurs? And there are two aspects to the chesed. There's a very simple, basic aspect of the chesed that she went along with Naomi. Remember what happens here. Naomi relieves Eretz Yisrael as a very wealthy lady, a prestigious lady, on top of the world, comes to Moab, loses her children, loses her husband, she loses all her money, she's left with nothing. Ad kedei kach, the Medrash says, she walks back to Eretz Yisrael barefoot. From where she was in Arvus Moav back to Beis Lechem, where she's returning, is about 42 miles over big mountains, and she's going to walk barefoot with not such a pleasant way. There weren't like big, you know, roads that were paved, no airplanes, no cars. She's going to walk 42 miles over rocky, hilly mountains, barefoot, with nothing, bandits list them on the way. That's one pshat why Orpah was nivellus by 200 men, is because when she turned away to go back to the town, she was attacked and harassed. And Rus, the Dafka Bar, Rus sticks with Naomi. She goes with her. She sticks with her mother-in-law through the thick and the thin, through the difficulties along the way. So on a simple level, on a very simplistic level, the chesed of the Gerus is really a chesed with Naomi. But if you think about it, that's not a chesed of Gerus. That's a chesed of what happened after the Gevurs. So what was the chesed of the gerus itself? So Gemara Brachas Sama Gimel Beis tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Yisro, running away from Mitzrayim, so the Gemara tells us that Moshe, that Yisro did a tremendous chesed with Moshe. He tells his daughters, come into my house, bring him in, feed him, let him sleep here, we'll give him what to eat. Now what was Yisro's kavanas? What was Yisro thinking at the time? So the Gemara Brachas Sama Gimel Beis tells us that Yisro was really thinking, I got to find a shidduch for my daughters. I stopped being the head of the Avodah Zarah, and they put me in chayim, they kicked me out. Every day my daughters go to the well. It's taka hard for them. They can't pick up the rocks. It's very hard for them to feed everyone. No one treats them well. I got to find somebody for my daughter to marry. And the Gemara Bracha says that Yisro's kavana was cooler, self-centered. He wanted to find a shidduch for his daughters. But, says the Gemara, that is considered a chesed that Yisro did for Moshe Rabbeinu. That a chesed done with ulterior motives is also considered a chesed. Reb Chaim Friedlander in Sifsei Chaim tells us that Rus's process of going through Geiris, her becoming a Geiris, was a chesed that she did with who? With HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Zohar says, Ezu chosid, who is a person of chesed who does chesed? Hamis chesed in koino is someone who does chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that she was willing to recognize the Bnei Olam in the world, the fact that she was willing to be mekabel upon herself all the mitzvahs, the fact that she was willing to connect to Yadus, even if it was for ulterior motives, even if it helped her in the long run, she got to become part of Amma Nivchar, even if she got to marry Machloi. Nonetheless, it's considered a chesed. So what's the makar? Where do we find that Moav were Bali Chesed or not Bali Chesed? So why? We have a pasuk in the Torah, Loyova Moav Yiva Amoni Bagal Hashem. Why? Shalokidmu Balech V'mayim. Klal Yisrael is coming to Eretz Yisrael and they want to cross through Moav to make it easier. And Moav and Amon are punished. Lo yomu kal Hashem, why? Because they didn't give us lechem ramayim. They were the ultimate dugma, the shining example of a lack of chesed. The opposite, the antithesis of chesed. But yet, Rus is amongst that society. She's amongst the anti-chesed organization. And she starts the ultimate gemach. She's a dugma of chesed. But if we think about it a little deeper, perhaps it's not so crazy. Because really Moav were supposed to be the ultimate goyim lechasod. If you look at the history of Moav, Moav should have been the pillars of chesed in the world. And that's perhaps the reason they're punished for not doing the chesed to Klal Yisrael. Where do we see this? Moav comes from where? Me'av, Gemara Baba Kama Lamiches, from Lot, the Benos Lot. They ran into the mountains. They run into the mountains, and the Benos Lot, they're nervous. Says the Pirkei de Belozer, they're nervous. What are they nervous about? There's no one left in the world. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Bnei Slot were doing an Averot L'Shem Shemayim. They did a horrible thing, a disgusting act. But what did they do? Their entire attention was that they thought there was no one left in the world. The world was destroyed. There's nothing left. And if we don't take upon ourselves the responsibility of repopulating the world in any way possible, then it's over. It's gone, friend. It's ending. It's finished. So they thought they had to impregnate themselves from their father for one reason and one reason alone, to do chesed with the world. Says the Pirkei Avot of Elazar that B'nai Slot was a kulo l'shem chesed, to repopulate the world. And where did B'nai Slot get the midas of chesed from? Avad and Avad from Avram Avinu. Lot, it tags along with Avram Avinu, connects himself to Avram Avinu, and the Medrash tells us that Lot, when he leaves Avram Avinu, so any guest that came to the city of Sodom, it was usher to take them in. So Lot, who was one of the great members of the town, one of the honored figures in Sodom, didn't want to go against the trend, didn't want to buck the trend, but he's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, the Amud HaChesed. So what does Lot do? Says the Pirkei Avot of Elazar that Lot would take them in at night under the cover of darkness, before the Malachim came. Every Oreach, every guest that came through Sodom, Lot would take him in at night so no one would see. And the chiddush of the Malachim is that he did it, the people got caught. He didn't do it carefully enough, that people saw. But Lot, even in a completely immoral society, and the worst of the worst, was willing to stand up for what he believed and did chesed. And of course, he gave that over to his daughters. The zchus avos that we call, the zchus avos that from Abraham, what it means, zchus avos, like Rav Dessler explains at the beginning of Chelek Aleph, when Avraham Avinu purified himself, he created a situation in his house that this was the chinuch. This is what they grew up on. So Lot inherently, he got it also. He received it. He understood that chesed was important. And he gave it over to his daughters. And that is perhaps the yesod why Moav is punished so harshly for not giving lechem u'mayim to Klal Yisrael. They didn't give lechem u'mayim. What's the big deal? A lot of people didn't give that. You know, the Chinese didn't either. But Moav, who in their DNA is the zchus of Avram, their whole kiyum is from the fact that B'nai Yisrael were willing to do chesed to repopulate the world, and they didn't do chesed with Klal Yisrael. So they get punished big time for that. So the kidmu b'lechem u'mayim was a tremendous avlo when it came from Moav. But Rus was the one last shining spark that remained. And how do I know that? Because the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama L'Meches that we can't do melchama with Amun and Moav. Why? Because Shtei Predos are going to come out, Naomi and Rus. Right? Rus is the Nitzoitz, the Predos, the one last, you know, thing, the one last small bird that still has within her that chus from Avram, that chesed that she received from the Friadik Adayas, from the previous generations, that she's going to bring into action. And because of Rus, because of that chesed, the gerus, that she was willing to give it all up and go in the mahalich of doing chesed with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, recognizing the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, leaving her house, leaving the comfort of her house. So we don't fight with Amon and Moav. We're not allowed to go to war with them. And because of this ultimate chesed, Rus is Zoyche to Malchus. To Malchus. To Malchus Pis David. Malchus Mashiach. Why is Malchus connected to Chesed? Why is Goyle Chasodim Zoyche to Malchus? So the Gemara tells us, I'm sorry, the Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests David to see if he's going to be Ra'i L'mlucha. How does he test David? With sheep. To see how David acts as a shepherd. Right? You know, by Moshe Rabbeinu it's the same way. Moshe Rabbeinu, when is he chosen to be the leader of Klal Yisrael? When he is a shepherd, Raya Mehemna, he's a trustworthy, a faithful shepherd. Why shepherd? Why sheep? Why are kings coming from sheep? Because they did a good job being a shepherd, so they should be a sheep. They should be a shepherd. Why should there be a king? And the Mefarshim explained very beautifully. Because the purpose of a melech is to take care of the klal, is to take care of the nation. It's not to force rule upon them. It's not to dictate as to the way it's going to be. But the purpose of a melech is to make sure beruchnius uvegashmius, but more importantly beruchnius, that the klal should recognize and realize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, and they should grow. And their gashmius and ruchnius should be taken care of in a way that they can grow and steig in their avodas Hashem. In other words, the purpose of a melech is to ensure that the day-to-day function of the nation goes as planned in order that they can do their avodas Hashem. So where do you know that? How do you know that a melech is roi lekach, that a melech can do this person's roi lekach? So if you put him on a pedestal and you tell him, here's your test. Right? Today we're going to take a test. So he tries, he works hard, he practices, he gains the strength, he's going to put it all in, right? He's going to have a crash course, and he's going to have, you know, a 24-hour day during a smother drive, because he knows it's just one day I got to live up to the test. Does that really dictate and define how the person's going to be the rest of the year? How the person's going to be the rest of his life? No. But when you look and you see, how does he function in his day-to-day functioning, in his day-to-day life? When he's out with the sheep, they can't even be makir toiv. They can't even say thank you. He gets no appreciation for that. And it's day-to-day life. It's a job that he does every day. And you see how he acts there. We're no akaras toiv. There's no pedestal. There's no center stage. That's when we can recognize, that's when we can realize, that's when we can understand, is the person, what's his real mitzvahs? Who is the guy for real? What's he all about? If he lives up to it for one day or even five, that's not a good test. But if he lives up to it when there's no spotlight, then that shows us who he really is. So the schar for goimlei chasodim is malchus. Because Malchus, at the end of the day, is the ultimate chesed with Klal Yisrael. V'ruchnius u'v'gashmius. In his day-to-day functioning as David HaMelech, or as Mashiach Tzidkenu, is he going to make the roads better so we can get to Yerushalayim? Even when no one notices. Is he going to make it easier for the nation to function as Oivdei Hashem? Even when he doesn't get a Kodesh HaTayim. Even when it's difficult and people are upset about it. So the ultimate chesed, the ultimate dugma of chesed amongst Klal Yisrael is the melech. So Rus, who is the shining example of mischesed im koinoi, who did chesed with the Kodesh Baruch when no one recognized it, when it wasn't in her own interest to make it even better, she didn't know she was going to be allowed to get married again. The Gemara says the psak, Moyavi v'loy Moyavis, wasn't even nifsak in Beis Din yet. So she didn't even know if she was going to be allowed to get married again. She's giving it all up. Why? Because it's chesed with Hashem. This is what Hashem wants. This is the purpose of the world. So the purpose of the Megillah is to teach us the matan schar for goimlei chasodim. And why is it essential? Why is it so important that we read this on Shavuos? the schar of goyimlei chasodim, because the purpose of Kabbalah Satayra is that we should be mekabel Torah to keep the mitzvahs and to connect l'dov kabar, to connect back to HaKadosh Baruch. It's for us to do chesed with HaKadosh Baruch, to be mischasid im koinoi. And how do we do chesed with HaKadosh Baruch? By recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch runs the world. And when the Torah gave us, when we were given the Torah, when Hashem gave us the Torah, we had Kabbalah Satayra. So b'koyach, we had the ability to keep it all. But David HaMelech brought it to Poyal. David HaMelech brought that potential into actualization to allow us to keep the Torah on a much higher level. So specifically Kabbalah Satayra, on the day of Kabbalah Satayra, that's when David HaMelech is born. The day of Kabbalah Satayra, where we now have to recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, and we have to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the mistabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have the day that David HaMelech is born. The day that there's chesed to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us to keep the Torah in the optimal sense. With the pinnacle of Kiyama Mitzvahs and the pinnacle of Avodas Hashem. So there's an intrinsic connection between Yichus of David HaMelech, the Gemilas Chasodim of Rus, and the Gemilas Chasodim of David, and why that takes place Dafka on Shavuos. In Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zeiche to be mekabel Torah. We should all be zeiche to be mischasid im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Ezu is chasid, ha mischasid im koinoi.